From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting from Washington. Before returning to Washington from Florida Monday, President Donald Trump named a new national security advisor, Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, and his associate, Army Lieutenant General James Kellogg, as the National Security Council Chief of Staff. McMaster, a military strategist, joined the president in making a brief statement.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
This is a great team. We're very, very honored. Our country is lucky to have two people like this, and frankly, after having met so many of the people in the military, we're lucky to have all of them. So thank you all very much. I'll see you back in Washington. We're leaving now.
McMaster replaces Michael Flynn, the retired Army general who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming about a conversation he had with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. South Sudan Monday declared famine in parts of the country, even as the U.N. was warning nearly 1.4 million children are suffering from severe malnutrition in Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. Isaiah Chol-Oroai, South Sudan's National Bureau of Statistics director, blamed the country's civil war.
The long-term effects of the conflict, coupled with high food prices, economic crisis, low agricultural production, and depleted livelihood options are all contributing to the deterioration of the food security situation.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency warned nearly 500,000 children in Yemen suffer from acute malnutrition. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence Monday sought to reassure the European Union of continued U.S. support and cooperation in matters of trade and security. Pence, speaking in Brussels, said the two continents share a common heritage and values and seek peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. But he repeated the U.S. position that Europe must boost its defense spending.
The truth is that many others, including some of our largest allies, still lack a clear and credible path to meet this minimum goal. So let me say again what I said this last weekend in Munich. The President of the United States and the American people expect our allies to keep their word and to do more in our common defense.
NATO leaders have agreed to begin spending at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. Malaysia Tuesday said it still cannot determine the cause of death of Kim Jong-nam, half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who died under mysterious circumstances at Kuala Lumpur Airport February 13th. The investigation has drawn criticism from Pyongyang as politically motivated. Monday, Prime Minister Najib Razak insisted the probe will be objective. South Korea insists that Kim Jong-nam was poisoned by North Korean agents. Result of a Malaysian autopsy could be released Wednesday. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador Vitaly Churkin died suddenly Monday in New York, a day before he would have turned 65. The cause of death is unknown. A moment of silence in the General Assembly paid tribute to the Russian diplomat. Lana Nuseba, the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates, expressed condolences to Russia and the Churkin family.
He was a dear colleague of all of ours, a deeply committed diplomat to his country, and one of the finest people we have known. And I'd like to mark this moment here today with a moment of silence in memory of his service. Please stand.
Churkin had been at his post since 2006. Greece and its international lenders agreed to reforms of the country's pension system, income tax structure, and labor market, allowing further debt relief. Athens awaiting a new infusion of an $86 billion euro bailout. Pierre Moscovici is the European Economic and Financial Affairs Commissioner.
We still have some hard work ahead of us. Everything's not finished today. We still need to narrow our differences.
The Eurozone is focused on reform over austerity. In Pakistan Tuesday, suicide bombers struck outside the courthouse in the northwest, killing at least five people. A faction of the Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. More than 100 have been killed in a wave of bombings last week. At a trial Monday opened in southern Turkey for nearly 50 people charged with attempting to assassinate President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during last July's failed coup. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.